AM, live and local. This is the Morning Primetime Newsmaker.
And the Newsmaker segment today is brought to you by the Opie Chicken House. Call the Chicken House for all of your catering needs at 620-475-3386.
The Opie Chicken House has been providing the area with their signature quality food for over 65 years. They are open for dine-in service and carry-out Wednesdays through Saturdays from 11 a.m. till 8 p.m. They are currently hiring for daytime and evening shifts. Apply in person Wednesday through Saturday, 10:30 a.m. till 8. Must be able to work 3 days a week, just 10 minutes south of Emporia in Opie. It's the Opie Chicken House.
KVOE, we are live and we are local, and we are happy that you're with us on this Friday morning, 7:26, 64 degrees, and we're very pleased to be joined on our primetime newsmaker this morning via the KVOE Sutherland's Home Improvement Studio line by Bob Blair, USD 251 North Lyon County Superintendent. School underway this week. Bob, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. Doing well. Great to be with you this morning. We're excited that our school year is off and running. This is day three for us, so we're very excited to have our students back.
Well, I would imagine so, and it's leading up here to really the start of classes here this week and then the first full week of classes next week. Obviously, the summertime is pretty busy here, Bob, and let's talk a little bit about some of the different things that you guys have been taking and really handling this summer in advance of the start of classes here this week.
Yeah, our maintenance crew has worked really hard this summer getting the buildings looking nice, and we've had several improvements this summer. Probably the three biggest improvements is up at Northern Heights High School. We removed some carpet from some gym walls and hallways that had been there for 30-some years and wasn't looking very good, so we have got some new sheetrock and paint, some new soundboards in the gym. It's just a lot cleaner, smoother look up there. NLC Elementary here in Americus, we just did an exterior paint project this summer, so it's looking really sharp from the outside when you drive up, and some new landscaping and drainage and parking lot repairs. And then our early learning center here in Americus, we had one unfinished warehouse room that used to be a warehouse in that building when we purchased it and had it remodeled, so we finished off that flexible learning space this summer. That'll give our kids a little more room to do some things and also give us some room to expand in the future if we get more four-year-olds.
How important is it to keep these improvement projects moving forward, Bob?
Well, it's pretty important from a school district standpoint to, you know, continue to maintain and upgrade what we have so we don't fall too far behind. And, you know, when you fall too far behind on maintenance projects, sometimes it's hard to catch up. And so I feel pretty good about the last few years here, the board's commitment to, you know, sticking to the five-year capital outlay plan that they renew every year and, you know, keeping things looking good and upgraded. We've still got a lot of work to do, but, you know, that's an ongoing process.
You know, one of the topics that everybody's been dealing with over the last year or so is open enrollment. And I know you guys finalized your game plan earlier this year. How did open enrollment maybe benefit your district here over the last several months with the regular enrollment period that everybody has to go through?
Yeah, locally we moved our student enrollment. Typically it's around the last week of July. We moved it up to the first week of June. I think at that time we captured about 9 new non-resident students. We've had some other ones filter in since then. It's always kind of hard to gauge where we're at right now until we get settled in, because you've still got people switching schools to this day. And so it looks like our overall enrollment will be even or slightly higher than it has been, would be my prediction. We haven't really sorted all that out yet, but we feel pretty positive about open enrollment, because it didn't seem like that we really lost a lot of students in that process, and we gained quite a few. So,
yeah, that would be even or a little above. That's be a success, I think, in most people's eyes. Again, joined by USD 251 Superintendent Bob Blair on our primetime newsmaker, KVOE. It is 7:29, 63 degrees on our way to 90 today. North Lyon County. What about staff-wise, Bob? I know teacher shortages has been a problem and certainly a challenge for many school districts, not only in the state of Kansas but across the country. Staff-wise, how are you looking here heading into the new school year?
Yeah, a great question. We feel really fortunate. We just had a two-teacher turnover this year. I think we have one new junior high teacher, one new high school teacher. So our staff the last couple of years has been very stable. We haven't had a lot of teachers leave, and I would attribute that to our board's commitment to really improving our salary schedule over the last few years and really working hard to retain good teachers and attract quality teachers. I would attribute it to that. But we're really excited about the staff we have. We have a great staff and students, and there are a lot of student success indicators in our district that shows we're going in the right direction. Of course, we've had 100% graduation rate for three consecutive years. We've won a Civic Engagement Award for five consecutive years that only about 5% of the public and private schools in Kansas have gotten. Our chronic absenteeism is dropping, and right now our state test scores in 6 out of 7 grades at the elementary are just kind of off the charts. So we're very blessed to have the teaching staff and the students we have here. They're doing great things.
One of the things that I know you've been proud of over the last couple of years is the Early Childhood Development Center, which sits near America's North Lyon County Elementary. How is enrollment there, and really how does that change the game for parents and students here for the district?
Yeah, obviously we started that early learning center with the 4-year-old preschool. This will be our third year in that building since we started that. And, our enrollment there has remained pretty stable. It seems like it's been around 20 kids every year, including this year. So we feel good about that. And I think the overall effect has been that once we get kids in that 4-year-old program, they transition very smoothly into our kindergarten. We always have a handful of out-of-district students in that group, and we've been able to retain several of those. And I think once kids get to that 4-year-old program and they make friends with kids there, then they want to stay in school with them. And so it's been a real positive for our district. I think the most positive thing, obviously, is that we've seen that kids are more kindergarten ready, and kids are more successful when they come into that program and they're ready when they get to kindergarten on up.
Yeah, early childhood seems to be essential in this day and age. You mentioned the numbers at 20, Bob. How many more can you take? What would be your limit there?
Yeah, we have space in the main classroom that we've had for 2 years for 25. I mentioned earlier we finished off that second learning space this summer that could eventually become a classroom, so that could be potentially 25 more. So we've got space for 50 kids, so we've got a lot of room for growth, and we feel pretty confident as we go forward that we'll need that second classroom.
Bob, I know one of the long-standing running conversations, and this is really well before you arrived several years ago, is about the future of the district when it comes to facilities and not only the number of facilities but the location of the facilities.
Sure.
The board's been kind of with this latest iteration for I think close to a year now, maybe longer than that. Where do things stand with that particular discussion, and what are the immediate steps forward as you continue this conversation?
Yeah, the strategic planning committee that the board appointed a little over a year ago, has been diligently meeting for over a year, and they're still in the fact-finding phase. They are being very slow and methodical in looking at things. They recommended to the board last December that the board employ DCS services to do a pretty specific, pretty detailed facility study. That study will be presented on August 29th in a public meeting to see what DCS services, what their rating of both of our facilities, their engineers and architects looked at both campuses. And so that'll be a big piece to the fact-finding the Strategic Planning Committee is doing. That committee's been very open-minded, and I don't think they really have any preconceived notion as to what direction we'll eventually end up at or what recommendation they may make to the board down the road. But and that's a process that could take a while longer.
You mentioned August 29th. Where will that be, Bob?
That'll be at the gym at the NLC school here in Americus. Mm-hmm. At 7 o'clock p.m., and that is open to the public. We're advertising that, and I hope we have a great turnout for that so, all of our patrons can see what the condition of our current facilities are.
Okay. Bob, anything else you wanted to add here as we kind of celebrate the start of the academic year for you?
No, sounds good. I really appreciate you having us on, and it's always great to talk about school and educating kids.
All right, go Likewise. Wildcats, right?
You bet. Go Wildcats. It's going to be a great year.
All right, Bob. Hey, thanks for your time. We appreciate it.
Thanks, Bob.
Thanks, guys.
All right, Bob Blair, Superintendent, USD 251 North Lyon County. Got underway this week, Chuck.
Yep, and a busy start to the year, too. Want to let you know, for the Newsmakers